ششمین سلام، ششمین پادکست در ششمین ماه از سال. خب آره، یه همچی برنامه‌ریزی دقیقی داریم ما. پس آخرین سلام تابستونی ما به شما که میتونه اولین سلام پاییزیمون هم باشه. بوی ماه مهر رو میشنوید؟ پس جا داره سلام گرم میکنیم به دوستان نازنینی که از خروس خون تا بوق تا پاسی از شب قرار پیمایشی بس دلانگیز داشته باشن در مسیر کسب علم و دانش. سلام. Look deep into the April face. A change has clearly taken place. Looking for the summer. پادکست این هفته هم با موضوع سلامتی ادامه داره. یادتونه گفتم سلامتی مثل تاج سر میمونه؟ رفت نیست. مواظب تاجتون باشید. بنابراین با این صدای جزا فقط به معرفی مختصر هر بخش اکتفا میکنم. This ain't no game of kiss and tell. The implications how you knew so well. Go looking for the summer. Idioms and expressions و ابراهیم کمالی زاده. بشنویم. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do. I just heard you found the one you've been looking. You've been looking for. I wish I would have known that wasn't me.
وقتی که صحبت از سلامتی میشه، اصطلاحات زیادی در زبان انگلیسی وجود داره که امروز میخوام 4 تاشون رو بهتون معرفی کنم. Number 1, recharge your batteries, which means to rest and relax in order to get back your energy, که معادل فارسیش میشه تجدید قوا کردن. For example, a week in the mountains should recharge my batteries. Number 2, be back on your feet, which means be physically healthy again, که معادل فارسیش میشه دوباره سر پا شدن. For example, my mother is back on her feet after being sick for 2 weeks. Number 3, calm down with something, which means to get an illness, که معادل فارسیش میشه به بیماری مبتلا شدن. For example, I think I'm going down with a cold. Number 4, nurse somebody back to health, which means to look after somebody who is ill or injured, که معادل فارسیش میشه پرستاری کردن. For example, after Ray's operation, his mother nursed him back to health.
همراه میشیم با پریسا نجفی و بخش Writing Ideas. So why in the hell does it feel like a different place? Meet my friends for a girls' night out. Seems there ain't much to talk about. Same drinks that we're all raising, but all of the toasts just don't feel the same. We used to be the life of the party. They wish they were, but now it's like they don't know how to act. Maybe they're like me, and
those memories that nobody can erase. Of how bright we burned, well now it hurts, but it's true. When they think of me, they think of you. در این قسمت در مورد این سال رایتینگ صحبت می‌کنیم که What are the government roles in providing health in society? The government should promote a healthy diet by recommending eating portions of fruit and vegetables. It should ban unhealthy junk food from school menus and add more time for sport on school timetables. Also, food packaging must show the food's nutritional content so people will know the information about what foods contain.
محمد خانی نکاتی راجع به اسپیکینگ آزمون آیلتس آماده کرده. میشنویم آیلتس تیپس. اما قبلش جا داره به محمد عزیز یه تبریک ویژه بگیم از طرف تیم آیلتس دیلی. به چه مناسبت؟
Say, well, you married me. I swear that I will mean it. I say, well, you married me. Say, yeah. سلام. امروز در بخش آیلتس تیپس میخوایم در مورد 10 اشتباه پرتکرار در بخش اسپیکینگ صحبت بکنیم. اولین نکته اینه که سعی کنید تا جایی که ممکنه جواب حفظ نکنید، چون اگزمینرها به خاطر تجربه‌ای که دارن متوجه این موضوع میشن و سوالای بعدی رو طور تغییر میدن تا مطمئن بشن که شما واقعا به زبان تسلط دارید یا فقط حفظ کردید. مشکل دوم اینه که مقدار جوابی که باید به هر سوال داده بشه معمولا رعایت نمیشه. توی بخش 1 جواب ها اگر 2 تا 3 جمله باشه کافیه. در بخش 2 هم که زمان مشخصه و باید 2 دقیقه صحبت بکنید، برای بخش 3 هم کافیه که در 3 تا 6 جمله جواب بدید. نکته سوم اینه که اشکالی نداره که شما سوالی که ازتون پرسیده میشه رو پرافریز بکنید، ولی اینی که این سوال رو تکرار بکنین نمرتون رو پایین میاره. نکته چهارم استفاده بیش از حد از ترانزیشن سیگناله. استفاده از کلماتی مثل first, for example, on the other hand اگر که به صورت طبیعی استفاده بشه اشکالی نداره، اما اگه در استفاده از این کلمات زیاد روی بکنید تأثیر منفی روی نمره شما داره. در ضمن توجه داشته باشید که ترانزیشن سیگنال هایی مثل furthermore, moreover, in addition مخصوص رایتینگ هن و استفاده از اونا در سپیکینگ باعث میشه که جواب شما طبیعی به نظر نیاد و نمره شما رو پایین بیاره. اشتباه پنجم استفاده از عبارت I don't understand. وقتی سوال متوجه نمیشید عبارت قشنگتر وجود داره مثل Could you say that again please؟ یا Do you mean؟ از این عبارت استفاده کنید تا مطمئن بشید که سوال متوجه شدید. 5 تا از اشتباهات رایج با هم مرور کردیم. در پادکست بعد به 5 تا دیگه میپردازیم. موفق باشید.
ما در آیلتس دیلی نه تنها معتقدیم که عقل سالم در بدن سالم، بلکه خیلی هم سیکس پکیم. از این رو یکی از سیکس پک ترین هامون رو امروز برای اینترویو دعوت کردیم. میشنویم مرضیه مالکی.
انتظار داشتین که از آقایین گروه باشه؟ No way.
Girl, your body got me like, oh my gosh, oh my God, oh mama. And you're making me earn it, yeah. Oh, you're making me earn it, oh my gosh, oh my God, oh mama. Ain't nothing fake on you, you so, so real. Try playing cool, but can't help how I feel.
All right, here we are with Marzia Maliki, and I'm going to put some questions to her to see how healthy her lifestyle is. Let's start with the first question. Would you talk about any healthy habits of yours?
Well, these days,
I'm leading quite a healthy lifestyle. To keep fit and have youthful skin, I've decided to eat clean. So I've stuck to a really healthy eating plan, including anything fresh, green and nutritious, and curbed all the amount of sugar, fat and salt I daily take. I really watch whatever I eat, and I make sure to take daily doses of vitamins and calcium. More importantly, I've made myself drink plenty of water.
Do you have any unhealthy habits?
To be honest, although I'm bending over backwards to avoid anything unhealthy, there is something wrong with my way of living, which bothers me a lot. My life is somehow a bit tension-filled due to my long working hours. I usually stay up late, so I can't get enough sleep. I need to do something as soon as possible to get into a normal and healthy sleeping pattern.
What do you think is more important, eating healthy food or doing exercise?
Both are kind of important, aren't they? I believe they're both sides of a coin, so they're inseparable. I think you cannot settle into an active lifestyle without watching your diet. You need to fill yourself up with nutrients before or after exercise. On the other hand, you can't keep fit only by chilling around and indulging yourself with healthy snacks. Speaking for myself, to be as fit as a fiddle, I have to be on a well-balanced diet and work out constantly.
Do you think more about your health now than when you were younger?
Definitely I do now. I'd never thought about keeping healthy before I turned 26. I believe I was a couch potato, enjoying eating any junk food and watching films. And I used to sit at my desk and bend over my books. I couldn't be bothered to exercise. I'm sure I was as lazy as a lobster. But I summoned up all my energy and joined a gym. I've been following a great fitness plan for 6 months. I woke up a sweat 3 days a week to gain muscles and be in shape. I don't want to take much pride in myself, but I think I'm a picture of health now.
به پایان آمد این تابستان، حکایت پادکست های ما همچنان باقی است. از طرف خودم و تیم آیل سیلی به خاطر همراهی گرمتون سپاسگزاریم. امیدوارم مهر براتون پر مهر باشه. You'll forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of Bali. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of Bali? We'll forget the sun in its jealous sky as we lie in fields of gold. Like a lover's soul upon the fields of Bali. Feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken. I swear in the day still left, we walk in fields of gold. We walk in fields of gold.
Walked in fields of gold.